My name is Michelle Mizia. I am 56 years old. Today is December the 6th, 2018. I'm speaking with... Evelyn Payzan, who is my daughter. We are recording this interview in Mount Laurel, New Jersey.
What advice would you give to your teenage self?
I would say, Michelle, find balance in your life, enjoy variety, make good friends, be a good friend, laugh a lot, love your family.
What would you say was unbalanced in your life?
I was very dedicated to classical ballet, and I think that I missed a portion of my natural development. I always was striving for perfection when perfection is not possible. And so I think I took my life, especially my teenage years, too seriously.
Can you tell me one of your happiest memories when you were doing ballet?
Oh, I had many happy memories doing ballet. I had good friends in my ballet, but one of my happiest memories was performing at the Walnut Street Theater, Rumpelstiltskin, and we had several performances, several nights in a row, several weekends in a row, and our group of dancers were just a lot of fun. It was during the holidays, so it was very festive, and I just remember being really happy and having a lot of fun.
So do you think you formed a good friend group while you were doing that?
Well, the friend group in classical ballet is transient in that people go where they can find the performances. So you are constantly changing friend groups. It's not a constant.
Do you have any regrets in general in life?
No, I try not to regret. I try to appreciate what I've experienced and to move forward.
So if you could go and change anything you've done in your past, what would that be? Or would you leave it all the same?
Can you stop and pause it? I would not have put so much time into my classical ballet. I don't want to call it a hobby because it was more serious than a hobby, but I would have not put as much time in that. That was like putting all my eggs in one basket. I would have explored sports, and I would have explored clubs, and I would have explored other academic pursuits. I missed a lot of school, and I would go back and not miss those school days.
Can you tell me a favorite memory of me?
Yes, I have many favorite memories of you. So one of my favorite memories of you was when you were about 6 months old, maybe even younger, and I would be holding you close, and we would go to a mirror and look in the mirror together, and I would say, "Who is pretty?" And you would get a big smile on your face, and I would say, "Evelyn is so pretty." And you would just giggle and smile and have so much fun.
Can you tell me a little bit about your childhood and what you were like as a child?
Sure. So I had a wonderful childhood. I had a very natural and active childhood. My family was very close. We did a lot of things together, had a lot of fun together. Very often entertained at our home other families, so we we were active in a social way as well as a family. I spent a lot of time outside. One of my favorite things to do was build a leaf fort behind my garage, or I should say on the side of my garage, and play with my other friends outside, playing kick the can and tag and bicycle tag, and we even had a rickshaw that we would hook onto our bicycles and then also just run around the neighborhood. We had a lot of fun.
What's a rickshaw?
It's one of those carts with long poles on the side of it that they have in China, and the Chinese would have a person at the end of the long poles, and they'd pick the poles up and they'd start walking, and you would be sitting, or whoever was getting transportation would be sitting in the cart getting a ride.
What is it that people say about you that is most painful?
I guess as a child or within my family, my brother would sometimes call me Miss Perfect, and I didn't like that, but that wasn't especially painful, and I don't really know what people say about me, so I try not to think about that.
Would you say that you had a good relationship with your siblings?
Absolutely.
Do you have a favorite memory with them or a silly fight that you remember?
Well, one of my memories with them is that my parents would perhaps go out to dinner with another couple, and that couple's children would come over as well. And maybe I was 12. I was certainly old enough to be in the home with other children, even younger than myself, and to be safe and to be left alone with them while the parents went out to eat. And one of the things we did was have water fights, and we would take whole cups of water and like throw them at each other inside the house, mostly in the basement, which was a refinished basement. But that was just outrageous to me that we would do that, but we had so much fun doing it.
Would you say that you were closer with your younger sibling, your older sibling, or you were just close with both of them, or neither?
I was closer with my brother, who is only 13 months apart from me, because we were closer in age. So we had common experiences together. And my sister was 5 years younger than me, so she was in a whole different era of school, and that's when I was young. Now I'm equally close with both.
Nana, your mom told me a story about once when you were getting family pictures with you and Uncle Louis, who's your brother, that you were taller than Uncle Louis, and the family photographer thought that you were older than him.
Yes.
Do you remember that?
Yes, I do.
Did you think it was funny?
I thought it was funny at the time. I also knew that it kind of bothered him, so I wasn't trying to play into it too much, because I just knew it bothered him.
Did you have any traditions as a family?
We did. We had lots of traditions with Christmas. My mother would always host a dinner, and my grandparents would come over, and my uncle would come over. We also decorated our tree on Christmas Eve. We did not decorate our tree before that. We had shrimp scampi on Christmas Eve. Christmas Day was always, again, at our house with relatives, and it was a long day.
If you knew this was going to be our last conversation, is there anything that you would want to tell me that you've never told me before?
No.
What would be your last piece of advice to give me if this were to be our last conversation?
Love yourself and love your family.
All right. Thank you for talking with me.
You're welcome. And do something good for others.